Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 5th, 2012. This is Monday in the second week in Lent. Last week, while I was visiting my parents, I was involved in a wonderful conversation with my dad. At a particular juncture in the conversation, my dad was making a very emphatic point. And he used a hand gesture. And in that moment, a flash of recognition crossed my mind. I do that exact same thing. I make that exact same gesture when I'm having a spirited conversation and I want to make a point. I didn't learn that gesture out of a book. My dad never actually taught it to me, saying, "Now, son, when you want to make an emphatic point, this is the gesture you use." I can't remember where I learned it. But I imitated it somewhere early on, and it has continued to be a part of who I am. I learned the gesture from my dad, even though I didn't realize it. I simply learned by imitating him. And I have imitated that gesture for so long until it now feels like mine. Think about it. How did the first followers of the way, the first followers of Jesus, learn how to be followers? They imitated him. They walked with him. They saw what he did in particular situations, and they did it too. There wasn't an instruction manual, "This is how to be a disciple." There wasn't something to read. There were no tests. They simply traveled along with Jesus and did what their master did. Push that a little farther, on out 2 decades from Jesus' death and resurrection. There were still no instruction manuals to speak of. The apostles and another apostle by the name of Paul were all out on the field, all out proclaiming the good news, all out teaching, but not just in words, by example. People were learning how to follow the way, not because they were taking tests or sitting in classes, but because they were watching how other believers were living the life, and they imitated them. We hear a little bit about that in today's lesson from 1 Corinthians, where Paul says to the church at Corinth, "Indeed, in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. I appeal to you then, be imitators of me. For this reason, I sent you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ Jesus as I teach them everywhere in the church." That made me start wondering. We think that the way we make Christians is to catechize them, and we think that by catechizing, that's about learning things. Learning the creed, learning bits of trivia about the Episcopal Church, maybe even memorizing a text of Scripture or two. Learning theology, learning ethics, learning the history of Christian thought, learning the history of the Christian Church. And certainly, all of those things are important. But in the final analysis, the way we learn to be Christians, the way we learn to follow in the way of Jesus, is pure and simple, by imitation. We have people who are examples to us, and we, knowingly or unknowingly, start behaving like them. That made me wonder another thing. Would I feel comfortable saying to the people at Trinity Wauwatosa, "Imitate me as I follow Jesus." Ooh, that's a big and tall order. And then if I push that a little further, to all of us at Trinity, would we be comfortable with saying to our neighbors and friends and family members, "You want to know how to be a Christian? Follow me." Now, we will immediately demur and say, "Well, that would be egotistical and that would be too proud, and we're all just learning," and we would try and excuse ourselves right away from that. But if we think about the Christian faith as being a vocation, where being a disciple is to be an apprentice, we have to have some people who are examples in the faith. I'm not there yet. I'm not ready to say, "Be an imitator of me." But after that conversation with my dad, I am now a lot more cognizant of how my gestures in the faith, not my physical gestures, but the way that I communicate and conduct myself around matters of the faith. People are looking all the time. That's not something, I think, to be afraid of, but rather to be embraced with humility. I'm still not going to say to people, "Be imitators of me as I imitate Christ." But I am carrying with me the understanding that whether I say it or not, people probably are. Let us pray. Let your Spirit, O Lord, come into the midst of us to wash us with the pure water of repentance and prepare us to be always a living sacrifice to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.